You're listening to Hogwarts Radio, episode number 20 for January 11th, 2009. Let's kick it off with a little bit of Wizard Rock.
Around like Victor Crumb. Do any of you know how to cut up your rugs like Victor Crumb? Do any of you know how to shake your bum like Victor Crumb? Crumb. Oh, Victor Crumb. Oh, Victor Crumb. Oh, we like you, Victor Crumb. Crumb. Oh, Victor Crumb. Oh, Victor Crumb. Oh, we like you, Victor Crumb. Hermione Granger to the Yule Dance. I hear they were snogging at the Yule Dance. Now with her, I don't stand the chance. Cause I'm a boy and Crumb's a man. Crumb, yeah, yeah, yeah. Crumb, Victor Crumb, oh Victor Crumb. Oh, we like you, Victor Crumb. Crumb, oh Victor Crumb. Oh, Victor Crumb. Oh, we like you, Victor Crumb. Crumb. Oh, Victor Crumb. Oh, Victor Crumb. Oh, we like you, Victor Crumb. Crumb. Oh, Victor Crumb. Oh, Victor Crumb. Oh, we like you, Victor Crumb.
You know what I've always wondered?
Okay.
If toast always lands butter side down and cats always land with their, you know, with their feet on the, on four, what'll happen if you strap toast on the back of a cat and drop it?
Oh man.
I can't even say why it was funny, because I didn't think that was pretty funny. It wasn't a bad turn.
Oh, wow, getting better, huh?
I was wondering where you were going to go.
Parents,
with that.
This is the one time in your life you've been funny and, like, dying.
Awesome.
Congrats, Terrence. Good job.
Woo! First to me.
Woo!
Terrence is finally free.
I'm finally free, right? There's just a bunch of stuff that's going on right now, and I'm trying to make heads or tails of everything. But let's go ahead and jump into this week's show, everybody. I'm Terrence.
Yes, I'm Andy.
Woo!
I'm Becky.
I'm Grayson. Hey, what's up?
And I'm Jeremy.
We'll be right back. So let's go ahead and jump into this week's announcements. Firstly, Happy New Year, guys. I mean, it's 2009. Woo!
It's going to be a super year. Oh, my God.
This is going to be a super year.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Super year.
Woo!
Well, I mean, it's been a busy time since the new year. I mean, January 2nd, the announcement was finally revealed. And I don't know about you guys, but the live show was a blast. I had so much fun doing it.
So much fun. Oh, my God. It was such an amazing
experience. I'm jealous I wasn't there.
Yeah, Grayson's working for Blockbuster, so he couldn't make it.
Blockbuster, shut up. Blockbuster, I have videos like that.
Blockbuster, no, I mean, money for those of people. For those of you that missed it.
I go to Blockbuster.
For those of you that missed it, on January 2nd, we became the official podcast for discussion and analysis of the Harry Potter movies and books for HPANA. And I am totally thrilled about this because HPANA is one of the top three out there. And it's amazing that we can become part of this team. I'm just really excited to be working with everybody over there.
Yeah, it's awesome. I can't wait.
Oh my God. Us too.
It's an amazing team there.
And not only was the announcement made that we would, you know, become associated with HPANA, HPANA themselves have a news podcast. Basically, it's what was described was HPANA on the go, and that's going to be with SPEW, Speaking Potter, every week. And we're going to be a part of that team as well. So all three of us. I mean, it's like HPANA got a huge belated Christmas present and has two podcasts now. So firstly, the live show was such a success that I just want to keep doing more and more and more in the future. So, I mean, yeah, it's going to be great. Let's just talk a little bit about our partnership with HPANA and SPEW, and what it means for Hogwarts Radio and for our future.
More listener participation, which makes the show better.
Exactly, and we're going to go ahead and demonstrate some of that on the show this evening. I mean, since we partnered up with the HPANA, I mean, it's really opened up our site and to other people that didn't know about us before. So we're gaining more listeners. HPANA is gaining a podcast. It's going to be great. We have new people that email in and new people that send in voicemails. So we're just glad that you guys can be a part of the show as well. So welcome for anybody that hasn't listened before.
Oh, my God. Hi, new listeners.
Yay, welcome.
There's just a whole bunch of different possibilities that have opened up. So look forward to working with these two in the future. Let's move on to our next announcement here. Podcast Alley, because we are number 25 right now. We're making this announcement. We need you guys to get out there and vote. It doesn't take long. The only thing that you have to do, go to podcastalley.com. Okay, got that? Go to top podcasts on the left. Click that. Search for Hogwarts Radio at number 20-something. That's where we're at right now, more or less.
Yeah.
And then click details and click vote. That's all. And vote and verify it through your email. It's simple. It's easy. It gets us votes and it gets us listeners. Now, for everybody out there saying, oh, you guys just want to be high up on that list, blah, 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 blah. Well, yeah, we like being high up on the list, but people that are looking for podcasts to listen to really don't want to listen to the podcasts that are at the bottom of the list. They want to look for the better podcasts. So that's why we like being high up on the list, because we want to have new people coming into the show. So vote for us. Really. It helps out a lot. And if we do get into the top 10, if we get into the top 10 on Podcast Alley this month, the host will actually do a challenge from recommendations that you guys send in to us. So anything you guys want us to do, granted it's not illegal or degrading, we'd be more than happy to do that. And I think we're going to set up a poll on HogwartsRadio.com on the right-hand side. We're going to work on that, on the challenges that you guys email in, the top challenges. We're going to have you guys vote for that, and that's what we're going to do for you guys. So vote for us, vote for us, vote for us. Next announcement, we still have some transcriber positions open. I know the live show did bring us a couple of new transcribers, so welcome to the team, to those of you that are new. And thank you very much for doing what you guys are doing. The whole entire transcribing team is great. If you want to become a part of the transcribing team, just email in shannon@hogwartsradio.com, and she'll get you set up. Last announcement today is our new layout, and we do thank very much Megan from Sworn Obsessions for creating the layout for us. It's awesome. I think Andy's exact words, Andy's exact words to me were, "Oh my God, somebody puked sunshine onto the site."
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
It's great. No, yeah. But really, I mean, it's awesome because it's so much brighter. We're thinking about putting the theme switcher back up there so you guys can toggle between layouts that you want. So if you prefer the darker layout or the old school layout, as we like to call it, the very first layout of Hogwarts Radio, or this layout, we're going to have that up there for you. So thank you very much to Megan from Sworn Obsessions. And if you need to, if you like the design so much, you can go ahead and let her know by leaving a comment under the post that we'd made. Or you can go ahead and go to her website, and I'm sure she has some contact information there. We're also going to link her in the show notes. So thank you very much for making that for us, Megan. And let's go ahead and take a quick break. We're going to let you listen to a little bit of Wizard Rock right now. And we'll be back right after this. Stay tuned, because we have an awesome discussion regarding the Half-Blood Prince coming up on Hogwarts Radio, your new number one Harry Potter podcast. Okay, so welcome back to the show, everybody. I am your host with the most, Terrence, and we're going to jump into our main discussion right now. It was announced that earlier today, the Motion Picture Association of America reported that Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince will be rated PG in the United States for scary images, some violence, language, and mild sensuality. Not sexuality, sensuality. What did you guys think of this when you originally heard it?
Well, okay. My original thought was WTF. That was all I thought. WTF.
Yeah.
What the freak? Like, seriously? Yeah. That's all I have to say.
WTF. Like, are they supposed to be getting birthed?
I saw a group on Facebook called WB, like, Hedwigged the whole H. Okay, never mind. Just edit that out. I forgot the name of the group.
Yeah, I saw it too. It was fun. It was like Hedwig. It showed Hedwig blowing up.
Something they Hedwigged it or something. And I thought
They Hedwigged the, yeah.
My hopes for HBP were just Hedwigged now that I know it's PG. That's what the group is called.
So I thought, originally I thought, how in the world is this going to happen? I mean, there's so much stuff in this film that's graphic. I just don't understand the reasoning behind this. I don't know myself. That was my initial reaction. I thought, you know, same as Andy. What the heck? What's going on here?
I mean, yeah, because this will be the first movie since Prisoner of Azkaban that's been rated, you know, below PG-13.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense to me because, you know, this movie is a lot more gruesome than the last two. I assume so because the book was darker, so, you know, you would think that. Because there was all the speculation that maybe it would be rated R or whatever, but, I mean, PG, I don't understand, like, the dynamic of that, of this rating, and, ugh, it's stupid.
I wonder if they kept the Sectum Sempra scene. Oh my god, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
It's like all bloodied.
I remember when we saw the last trailer, we were looking at the screen caps and remarking on how, you know, kind of horrific and scary the Inferi looked. And, I mean, I just don't – I'm kind of confused right now as to how they're going to make this PG. And even from what we've seen so far in the trailers, I know Terrence was commenting to me on this earlier. I mean, it just seems like even from the trailers that this should be R. I mean, not R, PG-13.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just don't see how they're going to do it. I mean, we have just so much things going on in this book. I mean, as the books get on, you know, as the movies go on, it gets darker. The movies get darker, and the tone changes. It changes to something that is just more, I don't want to say melancholy, not more sad, but it's more intense. And I don't understand WB's reasoning. As the books get more intense, why the ratings are going down. What's Deathly Hallows going to be rated? Is it going to be rated G? Violence? Maybe we can understand that. Even language we can live with. You know, bloody hell, blah, blah, all that crap. But sensuality? I mean, come on. It's
what the hell? What is that? What is this?
Yeah,
what is
sensuality?
It's probably kissing.
I think, maybe the kiss scenes with Lavender and Ron and Jenny and Harry. I think that's why it earned the PG rating. If not, I wouldn't have been surprised if the Motion Picture Association would have rated this G if those weren't even in there.
I mean, in Order of Phoenix, it says frightening images, and that's kind of the difference between the PG-13 and PG rating. And I kind of have to think that it seems to me the images would be more scarier in Half the Prince than Order of the Phoenix. I mean, with the Inferi and, you know, the whole the fight on the tower, the clock tower, I mean, it just seems all weird.
Knowing what we know from the book, what happens in the book, how could this movie get a PG rating? How could it get anything less than a PG-13, just knowing what we know about the book? I'm not sure what they cut out or how they toned it down, but it's got to be something pretty significant.
Well, again, I mean, before we even started the show this evening, I watched the trailers a couple of times, all the trailers that have come out, and I can't see how this movie would be rated PG. I mean, even as we've discussed the Inferni, and
Inferi.
Those creatures, I'm sorry, even we've discussed the Inferi, and what happened with them is that they look like Gollum. I mean, they really do. If you've ever seen Lord of the Rings, those creatures
are scary.
They look scarier than Gollum. They're scary. I don't see how those could have earned a PG rating. I mean, what are we exposing our kids to nowadays? Is this just a plot by WB to get more money generated for the movie, to get more people to go see it? I mean, what's going on?
Well, my kids won't be interested in that, I think. But, you know.
Oh, you personally, your kids?
Did. Well, he said, what are our kids going to think? I'm just giving my opinion. You know.
Okay.
I think they'll be okay with it.
So... We've talked about this a little bit. What does it mean for certain scenes in the film? Jack, you mentioned the Sectum Sempra scene. As we can see in the trailer, I mean, obviously Diagon Alley exploding. I mean, that's really hell, you know.
And I think that of all the scenes in the book that would earn it a PG-13 or whatever would be that scene, because that's, you know, a big death. I mean, seriously, that's not bad, because we just saw him vanish into a veil. But Dumbledore's are going to fall off of a tower, and, you know, his corpse is going to be mingled on the ground, and, I mean, that's pretty gruesome. That's what kids, you know, 13 of age, I mean, and I know most kids would probably not care too much about that, but it's still the idea that it's going to be PG opposed to PG-13, when in the previous movies, it was, you know, a lot better rating.
A couple of reasons why I think, I mean, why I argue this is rated PG-13 is because, okay, take the fire scene at Burrow. I mean, fire isn't exactly PG. You know, this isn't Aladdin. This isn't no kind of Disney movie. This isn't Pirates of the Caribbean. This is death. This peril. This is, I mean, reality for these people. And the next thing that I thought was the kissing scenes. Okay, sensuality. Yeah, Ron Lavender. I could see maybe a PG rating. But you know, whenever Harry kisses, I mean, he kissed Cho in Order of the Phoenix. Now he's going. Now it's going for Jenny. We know how Harry kisses. I mean, like, he sucks face.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
I mean,
Terrence has watched that scene many times.
Okay. We talked about the cave scene and the Inferi. Okay, the Inferi are creatures that just look horrible. We have the images of peril, like the Diagon Alley exploding. We have the battle scenes. And I don't know about you guys, but one thing that scared the holy jeebus out of me, holy bejeebus, was the dark mark in the sky and how awesome that looked compared to the one in Goblet of Fire. I mean, it was like it's coming out of the clouds. It's like it's smoke. And, of course, we can't forget the young Tom Riddle. Looks like the kid from The Omen.
Right.
They tone it down more in the movie than what they have in the trailer. Isn't that borderline false advertisement? Because you're going to the movies to expect to see this really awesome movie. Not saying that the movie isn't going to be great, but we're going there expecting certain things and seeing those things in a certain order, a certain fashion. And whenever
we're expecting it to be certain.
Exactly. And they're giving us something else.
You know, trailers always kind of do that. You know, trailers always kind of make it awesome and then we end up sucking it, you know. So there's a good chance that,
like you said,
it's just image. It's all it is.
This movie could still be good, though. You know, I mean, it's possible.
You think they're getting more lenient on the rating systems nowadays?
Yeah.
Because really, the darker the books get, the darker the movies get. I think the higher the rating it should be. Next, Deathly Hallows, in my opinion, with all the crap that goes on there, and if WB does it right, should be rated R, in my opinion.
Yes, the rating system is more lenient now, but how much more lenient is it from the last time they rated a Harry Potter movie? It's changed in the last decade, for sure, but not so much in the past 3 years, or however long it was since they rated the previous one. Like, I don't think it could have changed that much, is what I'm saying.
I think that you know how they moved the movie because they wanted to have another summer blockbuster like The Dark Knight? What if they just want to make more money off of it and having a PG rating will, you know, let all the little kitties in. I don't know. It's just what I was thinking.
Yeah, I mean, is this,
yeah, that,
is
that
really,
makes it.
Yeah, really, is this just ploy for WB to rake in more cash?
Well, that's sort of the whole thing about the MPAA is that everyone thinks they're shady business people and they get paid off and stuff. That's what people say about the MPAA. So it's possible. It's possible they're giving it a softer rating.
And even if they aren't that shady and actually just rating it, lighter-hearted and not so dark, so the MPAA would, PG.
I don't know. I mean, I was browsing around HPA earlier today and other sites regarding this announcement, reading comments and posts in different kinds of forums and everything, and people are saying, boycott WB, boycott this. No, I mean, guys, you're going to go see the movie. It's just like whenever they delayed the movie, we were all upset. We were all pissed off at WB that we were made to wait almost another year. But you know what? You're going to go see the movie. Just face it. If you don't like Harry Potter, what are you doing on Harry Potter sites?
WB doesn't really care. You're going to boycott it. You're going to make just
exactly
enough money without
WB. WB is going to make the money regardless.
I don't think this event is on the level of the delay, but I do think it comes as sort of a shock to us because we all kind of assumed, and we even discussed it, on this podcast and other podcasts, what the rating would be. A lot of people thought it was going to be even R because of all the really bad stuff that happens in this movie. It's not as bad as the move or the switch, but it's still a pretty big announcement, and it's shocking. It's the WTF moment. It's like, huh? I don't get it. And we'll have to see what the movie looks like, I guess. And it just comes as a shock. And it's not like boycott WB with this. It's more like, well, what the hell, WB? I mean, are you serious? Or MPAA or whoever. I don't get it.
Honestly, do you guys have any idea how hard it would be to boycott something from WB? I mean, you wouldn't be able to watch anything from the WB network. You wouldn't be able to watch any of your other movies. You wouldn't be able to purchase any of your products. WB has their hands in everything. Almost.
The Looney Tunes?
The Looney Tunes. You're going to boycott cartoons. You're going to boycott, basically everything. Let's just face facts. I mean, this is going to blow over like the delay did. Everybody's going to calm down. We're going to be so excited to see the movie all together, Ascatraz. That's what it comes down to.
Right. I think the main issue is, like I said, it's just a shock, and I think anybody's going to boycott WB over this. I don't think this is as big as an issue, but I do think that people are going to be a little unhappy going into the movie, despite, even if they're excited, have in the back of their mind the entire time that this is PG and that they're going to expect now that the movie will not be as good purely based on the fact that it's PG, because people are often, they assume things like that a lot, and, even I'm going to assume that it's going to be not as good only because of the PG rating, to be honest.
Yeah, I just have to kind of play the devil's advocate. Just thinking with the delay, it didn't really affect, I have to think it might have even helped the movie just so they had more time. But with a PG rating, that has to affect, how the movie is and how good it is. The delay doesn't mess with the quality of the movie. It just seeing it 8-9 months later, So I sort of have a bigger problem with this than I did with the delay.
The only way I would be upset about this, really, is if I go to the movie in July and see unnecessary changes, like things that are way too toned down and shouldn't have been, possibly just to get a PG rating. That's the only way I would be upset about this whole decision. Not decision, this whole rating.
And that being said, will the film, this goes back to what Jeremy was just saying, will the film be bad because of this? I mean, if they tone down the scenes, if they water down everything so much, if they show the Sectum Sempra scene and it says Harry, shouting the spell and it just blows Draco backwards, is this going to be a bad movie?
I think, for instance, what you just mentioned with the Sectum Sempra scene, something like that, I do think it could affect the quality of the movie. I know when I first read this, I was extremely excited just, to see kind of, it shows the power of what magic can do and of what, people who, who aren't really necessarily thinking. I mean, Harry didn't even know what that spell would do. So it just, I thought it played an important role in the book, because I just have a problem with them toning, especially that scene, I have a problem with them toning it down. And I think it will affect the quality.
What it makes me think is that they're definitely going to water it down, so that a lot of our favorite scenes are going to be so that they're either not as, you know, deliciously evil like they were in the books. You know, you like reading it because, you know, they're dark and they're awesome because of that. And they're going to cut a lot of that awesome out, but I think that they're going to cut a lot of the scenes out mostly. You know, not so much watering down as opposed to just cutting things out. Like, I could see them definitely cutting that whole Sectum Sempra thing out completely, because I think they'll just think it wastes time and it does nothing to advance the plot, I guess. That will be their, you know, state of mind, I guess. You know, so I think a lot of scenes will be cut out.
Well, I don't know. I think we're confusing PG with a family kiddie movie. Just because it's PG doesn't necessarily mean that it's automatically going to be some kid's movie that isn't any good and isn't a serious movie. It's just, content-wise, it's not as bad as a PG-13. It doesn't mean we're going to see it and think it sucks. It's like a little kiddie movie. It just means it's not as bad as we anticipated.
So since the Motion Picture Association give this film a PG rating, do you think that it's going to be geared more towards a younger audience? Because remember, these are still children's books.
Well, that's up to your own opinion.
I don't think it's more to kids. I think it's just maybe it's not – it didn't go as far as they could have gone with it. I don't think it's going to be a kid's film, but I don't think it's going to be something the kids can't see.
Is that – do you think WB is trying to aim it towards that? You know, toning it down?
Well, the question I had was, you can always wonder whether WB meant it to be PG.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, sometimes I've heard of, you know, people who submit their movies to the MPAA and then, you know, they get back a rating that they don't like, and then they, you know, maybe add some deleted things or take something out to change it, and I kind of have to wonder whether WB meant for this to happen. I mean, I'm sure you kind of think they did, but I'm kind of wondering. I guess in the back of my mind, I kind of hope this is a mistake on WB's part, and they'll maybe change it.
Yeah,
but normally when you appeal things in front of the MPAA, it's because you get like an NC-17, and you want an R, or you get an R, you want a PG-13, not you want to go up. So I don't know.
Well, earlier today, a couple of listeners emailed in to us. So we're going to go ahead and get their thoughts on that right now. Our first listener email comes from Brian Payne from Nanaimo, Canada. Sorry if we mispronounced that. My bad. He writes, while I think the Harry Potter books and films are all great for kids, I can certainly see some 8 to 10-year-olds being very scared by some of the images and noises they'll see in an action-packed movie like Half-Blood Prince. We see Ron poisoned, Dumbledore killed in what is assumed cold blood, a fast-paced battle with blood and death. It's simply a more intense story than some of the others. I view it as the same as Lord of the Rings. Is there any harsh language? No. Are there any other sexual scenes? No. Might some kids be frightened and or confused nonetheless? Certainly. And that's why parents need to be warned. Thanks. Yeah. I mean, goes back to what we were just saying with this being a children's book, a children's literary series. It was top of the bestseller list for children for New York Times. So I think, you know, Brian, I can definitely see your point in, you know, dumbing it down a little, watering it down, however you want to say it. Let's go ahead and, you know, get the other reactions.
No, I absolutely agree with what he's saying. I think he puts it very well. We do see all this crazy stuff that happens, and I don't think this kind of stuff, if it's what I'm expecting, like, from the book, is something that kids aren't going to be afraid of.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I think it goes back to the whole WTF thing I mentioned earlier. It's like he outlined all these things that happened in the book, right? And then it's rated PG. It just doesn't make sense to me, like I said earlier. So, yeah, I think this is a good email. Thank you for sending it.
Very, very nice. Yeah, I definitely agree with it.
Okay, our second email comes from Kahin Mohammed from Nashville, Tennessee, 19. And he writes, well, I first have to say that WB is obviously run by a bunch of idiots. Firstly, they can't push back the release of a movie and now get a PG rating for Half-Blood Prince? I mean, seriously, who are they kidding? The Potter franchise is in huge trouble because of this. As a big, big fan, I realize something that WB and the editing people don't, and that's the book would not receive a PG rating. So why should movie? I recognize that they want to attract more fans, in particular to the young crowd, by receiving this rating. However, the altering of the movie to fit this young age group will harm the ticket sales in the long run. Young fans that will be seeing the movie will be seeing the movie once with their parent or guardian. However, older fans are more likely to see the movie more than once if it provides the excitement and darkness that is so crucial to the success of the movies, therefore resulting in a higher number of ticket sales. It's sad to say, but I really have lost my trust in WB for once and for all. Thanks, Kahin.
Well,
yeah, I agree on some points. Yeah, I agree on some points. I think that maybe his email was a little too abrasive, but
harsh.
I think that if you were a big, big fan, like you said, I think you can probably get over it and just watch the movie and enjoy it either way. I know it sucks that it's PG, and we can probably expect some stuff that we won't like too much, but I think in the long run we'll be okay. I think it'll be an okay movie. And as for WB,
yeah, I have to.
Movie companies are always kind of shady, so I think it's something that is expected from a big company like WB.
Jeremy, sorry, I'm next. Don't say anything.
That kind of sucks.
Don't say one word.
I'm busy. I'm busy watching the wars. Not looking at the chat.
Okay. I'm going to have to say that I completely disagree with this gentleman here. He said that, you know, if it's geared more towards younger audiences, that it'll harm the ticket sales and young fans will only be seeing it once with their parent or guardian. I completely disagree. Movies that are geared towards younger people generally make more money as opposed to the older audiences and the more mature audiences, because kids are gonna want to see this more than adults are going to want to see it. They're going to be bugging their parents to go and see it again if it's actually a good kids movie. Every kids movie makes generally more money than the average movie that's geared towards adult audiences. You know, WALL-E made more money than Pineapple Express. I mean, that's just a fact. It's that kind of thing.
Right.
So I completely disagree.
So the WB did do this because of the money.
That's possible, yeah. That's definitely what we were talking about. It's a possibility.
Right.
Honestly, I mean, this email, obviously, he's upset. And I can definitely see that, and I acknowledge that. You know, as a fan myself, I'm upset too that, you know, this movie got a PG rating. I was expecting something more than, you know, oh, flowers and, oh, Hagrid, we're not allowed to use magic outside school. No, that's not what this movie's about. This movie, when it comes down to it, is about murder, deceit, lies, and just everything else you can think of, a.k.a. The Hills. I'm just kidding.
Watch the City. I did.
Oh, jeez. But we don't know that it's going to be flowers and, oh, Hagrid, you're so awesome and stuff. We don't know that.
But that's what it's saying. PG rating is this.
This Hagrid.
It's not all goes without you, Hagrid. Yay! Woo! Yeah!
Dumbledore claps.
And he dies. Anyways.
So anybody else have a comment about this email? Now that we got everything out of the way, the emails and everything like that, any final thoughts? What do you guys think?
In terms of the movie, I think it's still going to rock. I'm still going to be like, yeah, Half a Prince. But when I watch it, I'll still always be like, yeah, PG.
What I'm going to say is I don't know for sure anything until I see it. If I see it and it's just obvious that they tone stuff down just to make it PG, like if I see the Sectum Sampers, whatever the hell that word is, and there's like no blood and it cuts away right before he gets cut or whatever the heck happens, you know, then I'll be upset about it because it could have been better. But right now, I don't know, I'm okay with it because I haven't seen the movie. I don't know how it affects it in a negative or a positive way.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, Grayson. We're just going to have to wait and see how it plays out. I mean, there has to be a reason.
Literally.
There has to be a reason behind this. And, I mean, we'll just have to wait and see. I'm not going to not go see the movie or anything like that. I mean, I'm not going to boycott WB because I love Harry Potter. I love WB. Even though I may be mad at them or question them, their decisions, but that's not for me. I'm a consumer. I'm a watcher of the movies. That's what I'm going to go do.
Yeah, I agree too. Like, we're really just going to have to wait and see. Because, I mean, there are plenty of PG movies that are, like, amazing. But it's just that we don't know if it'll live up to our expectations of what we think it should be. So, darkness. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to wait.
Twiddle your thumbs.
Twiddle my thumbs and wait.
Yeah, I'm trying not to kind of judge the movie before I see it, and I was semi-pleased with Prisoner of Azkaban. I mean, I know it was completely different from the movie, but I mean, as far as having a movie be PG and still have sort of the the action and suspense that was shown in that movie, I mean, I just kind of am hoping that it won't change it too much, and that I'll still enjoy it.
Yeah. So that wraps up our main discussion this week. And before we take a break here, we're going to – if you guys have any questions, comments, rebuttals, anything you didn't like or like that we said today, go ahead and email us in at staff@hogwartsradio.com or give us a call at the talkback line, 210-807-4088. We're going to go ahead and take a break right now. I've been talking for a while. I'm going to wet my whistle, and not, don't you guys even no. in the chat. And stay tuned. We have a couple more things to talk about before we wrap up the show today. So you're listening to Hogwarts Radio again, your new number one Harry Potter podcast. We'll be back in just a bit. All right, so thanks for sticking with us, guys. We're back now here. Going to discuss the Common Room segment now. And what we're going to do today is just discuss our goals and resolutions for 2009. Because it's a totally – it's a new year, really exciting, and just – what do you guys think? What are your goals and resolutions for this next year?
I think it's a year later than it was last year. That's what I think.
How profound.
Thanks for the statement, Captain Obvious. Anybody else?
My name's Grayson, Terrence. Okay? Don't be a jerk. My mother gave me the name Grayson. Don't patronize it like a little jerk.
Oh, okay? You poor thing.
Thank you, Terrence.
Go jump on Terrence that trampoline. Everybody, check out Grayson's video. YouTube it. Mr. Grayson
Everyone
Smith.
I'm just kidding. Watch my video. Jason Smith, watch that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna bug you guys. Too bad. So sad. It's gonna be deleted. Okay. So what are your goals and resolutions for 2009? Anybody?
Jackie, go.
I personally don't have any, but I'm gonna make one up right now, and I want to read more books this year. I didn't read as much as I should have last year. So more books, yay!
Yay!
All right, I've got one.
Practice to try and beat me. That's your goal.
Okay, that's – shut up.
Just talk.
Go!
My New Year's resolution is to beat Grayson at a game of basketball when, you know, we're in San Francisco and it's going to be in front of everyone and he's going to feel really bad and embarrassed because he made the video and he had all this hype that he was going to whoop me and it's not going to happen.
Yeah, all you fangirls come out and watch because Jeremy's stripped and I'm skins, and I know you guys want to see that, so come and check it out.
my New Year's resolution is to get back in shape. I've been out of shape for a while, and I want to get back into the swing of working out again. I used to enjoy that, but lately I haven't. And whenever I say lately, I mean like in the past 2.5 years, like I'm so out of shape that, like I'm just picture shape, you know. So, and no, not round.
Oh, that's really admirable, Terrence.
Thank you. I'm the only one here with a real New Year's resolution.
Mine's so real. Hey.
I had some New Year's resolutions, but they already came true.
Okay, my resolution is to focus more. I tend to procrastinate like it's nobody's business. So I just want to focus more on my stuff, you know, on my stuff, and I will start doing that tomorrow.
Sweet. So what we're going to do now is whenever we go to our last show of 2009, we're going to replay these New Year's resolutions and see if they're true. So hopefully I don't forget to do that, and, you know, we'll see how far we came. So I think it's about that time to remind everybody of our contact information, and it's about that time to wrap up the show. So, Jackie, tell everybody.
Okay. So if you want to contact any one of us at Hogwarts Radio, simply open your New Year's window and cast the post owl outside. Please make sure there's no screen on your window first and that your owl knows where it's going. All parcel mail should be addressed to Hogwarts Radio, P.O. Box 76005, San Antonio, Texas, 78255-0035. Send me penguins. I love them. If you don't have a post owl, you can always email one of us at our first name at HogwartsRadio.com. If you have Facebook or MySpace, simply search the name Hogwarts Radio. Feel free to follow us on Twitter at www.twitter.com/HogwartsRadio to get the latest show news as it develops. Also, it is a brand new month, so don't forget to follow us on Podcast Alley, DigTheShow at Dig.com, and if you want to make new friends and talk about the show, you can always check out the Hogwarts Radio forums. If none of these outlets are exactly what you're looking for, or if you want to hear Terrence's voice, you can always call the Hogwarts Radio Talkback line, which is 1210-807-4088. House elves are standing by to take your call. We don't care which method you use to contact us, just contact us. We can only make the show better by hearing what you have to say about it. Back to you, Terrence.
Thank you, Jackie. So that does wrap up episode number 20 of Hogwarts Radio. Can you believe we've made it this far? Wow, episode 20.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, anyway, that does wrap it up for things today. Thanks for listening to episode number 20. I'm Terrence.
I am rated PG.
I'm rated PG-13.
I'm Terrence.
And I'm gonna be...
Don't hear me.
It's an Ascatraz.
Good night, everybody, and thanks for joining us this week. We'll be back next week with episode number 21.
And the pranks pulled by the twins, and though it's nowhere I have been, I keep on smiling from the times I had with them.